The Office of Management and Budget wants to change the way agencies measure, manage, and communicate the costs and value of major IT projects. And agencies should have new guidance soon about the upcoming changes to the capital IT planning process. It's part of OMB's effort to train agencies in a variety of different areas before leadership and budgets get finalized. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
The Office of Management and Budget is working on a new policy directive that's supposed to help agencies improve IT capital planning. It'll help them better measure, manage, and communicate the budget, costs, and value of major IT investments and projects, like data center consolidation or cybersecurity. Jennifer Morrison is a performance analyst for OMB's Office of the Federal Chief Information Officer.
We're really thinking about what is the information that both agencies and OMB need, and how can OMB begin collecting the same information? So ultimately, the agencies and OMB are on using the same sheet of music for decision making and to provide oversight of investments. With regards to modernization, a lot of it is collecting the right information. Right now, we don't have a great way to view what's truly legacy and what needs to be modernized. We know where modernization is taking place for the most part, but we don't know what the true legacy is. And so beginning to collect the information that provides that transparency and really can help agencies and OMB.
Morrison says the new policy is supposed to come out in early May. Agencies will have a chance to comment, and the first version of the policy will get incorporated into OMB Circular A11. Agencies will have to adopt the Technology Business Management Council's taxonomy under the new policy. That'll help them standardize the way they measure and manage IT costs. And all of this data will drive OMB's decisions in the future about what IT projects get budgetary funding and which ones don't. This is a common theme for OMB during this transition year. And OMB officials say their work is all supposed to help agencies tear down some of the barriers they've had, from modernizing legacy IT and buying digital services to recruiting and training new and existing cybersecurity professionals. Joshua Moses is the Director of Cybersecurity Performance Management at OMB.
More importantly, it's that making sure that we're clearing roadblocks for all of you. I'd say more so than ever before, we're having engagements with agencies on a daily basis now, meeting with chief financial officers, CIOs, and their teams to ensure that you all are properly resourced to address the cyber threat. So in a lot of ways, it's a continuation, but making sure that we can, you know, move the ball going forward throughout this administration.
So here's the general idea. If agencies can train their employees and improve IT budgeting now, they'll be better prepared to handle those major modernization and acquisition projects when they have more concrete spending levels and leadership priorities in the future. Agencies hired more than 7,500 new cyber professionals in 2016. That's more than the 5,100 hires they made in 2015. And the success comes from the big push OMB made last year when it put out the first ever cyber workforce strategy. OMB says all that work will continue. In recent months, it's been working with agencies to get them out in the field and on college campuses to recruit. OMB is also working with agencies to apply the best practices it's learned from the National Security Agency and Homeland Security Department. And OMB is tying a lot of this work with agencies to the budget. Here's Moses.
Want to come back to the budget and saying, where do we want to go? Do you need to have these capabilities at your agency? If it's something that you don't believe that you can do well, can you outsource it? I think we've really taken a step in that direction with Kelly's leadership here for what we've seen in FY18 and what we'll see in FY19 for saying this is what we want to budget for.
The National Institute of Standards and Technology is in the middle of putting out a final version of its cybersecurity framework. The goal here is to help agencies with the tools they need to build a strong cyber talent pipeline. Here's Moses.
This is going to be the first time that we really get a comprehensive view of everyone who's doing cyber work. So all of you may not think of yourselves as malware reverse engineers, but in some way, shape, or form, your day-to-day job does involve some cyber component. So in terms of getting talent, it's really identifying what those facets are.
Training the existing acquisition workforce is another big goal for OMB. They want to train current employees on how to handle major digital services procurement projects. And that's a challenge for many contracting officers now. Tracy Walker is the director of the Acquisition Community of Practice for the U.S. Digital Service.
Really, we're looking at how do we inform and train a workforce in contracting and procurement. That there's a lot of people in the government who understand IT and a lot of people that understand acquisition, but that doesn't necessarily always come together. So we're trying to create specialization within that workforce.
USDS set up a digital services IT training program pilot for contracting officers. It teaches existing procurement personnel how to adopt and then take on the services they might not be familiar with. Here's Walker.
And we launched it as a pilot. We did it as a minimum viable product, and now we're working with the rest of like agencies, potentially Federal Acquisition Institute, VA Academy, DAU, to kind of shop this around and say, you want to bring this in. And it's an actual training and development program, which gives contracting professionals a six-month kind of period to work in this space to really understand and be able to negotiate these very complex IT and technology types of things, as opposed to one day you're buying a pencil and the next day you have to do this IT system. You really don't understand the market, and so we want people to be very informed buyers, and that's going to help implementing the FATARA piece when you can have a CIO who is in charge of the IT acquisition decisions be able to work with a digital service contracting officer and really put a plan together that says, how do I actually buy this and get the most value for the dollars that I'm spending? And so as these cohorts are expanding, we hope to see the funding that is going to be spent and budgeted correctly getting through the hands of these contracting officers, because now they're getting trained very specifically in this market. And so, you know, as a call to this group is potentially finding these contracting professionals and wanting to see what kind of things they're doing and getting involved with seeing those kinds of contracts, because we're doing things differently. And that's the whole point of this, is the way that things are kind of traditionally working, especially in acquisition, isn't working for getting us our results. And so we're really focusing on culture of delivery and spending those dollars appropriately and getting something to show for it, which is a working system and something that's making somebody's life better.
Walker says the goal is for chief information officers to eventually entrust digital services contracting officers with their agency's funding to handle some of these big procurements.
We're trying to work with agencies to strategically look at what can you do this year, maybe to start figuring out how to what you're actually going to spend that majority of that money on. So if you can release a digital minimum viable product, or if you can start getting your workforce trained up and understanding how to do agile software development this year, so that way when you actually are launching your system or trying to do the acquisition for it in a couple years, you're not just starting at that point then.
In Washington, Nicola Grisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Be sure to check out Nicole's story at federalnewsradio.com.